Letters to Santa, How Rodney Came to Be in Iowa, Parts 23 and 24 of the Afarman Iowaverse by Shea Rutherden. Stargate Atlantis Stories, Ratings G to Teen, Pairing Rodney McKay, John Shepherd, read by Library Chick 94. Letters to Santa. Dear Santa, I am writing this under extreme duress because my son and partner are pouting pouty powders, and frankly, life is too short. Also, I was promised a blowjob. Please don't show the elves that part. For Christmas, I would like a large hadron collider in my own backyard. Failing that, and frankly, you're supposed to be able to bring anything, so I'm not even sure why I'm required to supply backup choices, but my son informs me that I'm not doing it right if I don't. I'd like several new pair of socks, a lifetime supply of Bochner chocolates, and a blowjob. Again, keep the elves away from that information. You do keep these letters confidential, right? I mean, I presume so, because what sort of organization would share sensitive information with every member of the workforce, regardless of the employee's years of service, skill at toy making, and maturity? Not that elves are necessarily immature, of course, but still, if there are elves running around willy-nilly finding out about John Shepherd's ability to do filthy things to me on a moment's notice, you might want to look into that. Can't be good for their blood pressure. I would ask for world peace, but I'm not sure I'm personally capable of upholding whatever end of the bargain that would entail, so I will settle for my brother-in-law shutting up about Hemingway, and in return I promise to, well, nothing comes to mind because I'm not nearly as irritating as he is. In practical terms, we could use someone to clean out the gutters come fall, since Shepherd hates that job, and I'd be especially glad if you'd get your deer minions to speak to our deer demons and persuade them to stay the hell out of the vegetable patch, because being asked to go take a leak around the corn plants is never going to stop being weird, no matter how effective it is at keeping our four-legged flora-crunching Rudolph wannabes away. I have no idea if the deer have pull with raccoons, but if the latter end up living under the porch again this year, I cannot be held responsible for my actions, so do what you can. I'd like my kids to grow up brilliant and happy, and Shepherd to smile as often as possible, because I still feel we're working off a chronic deficit of proper care and feeding in his early life. And really, I am far more fond of him than is necessarily comfortable when he has such prehensile monkey toes. But I seem to have been screwed on that front, if I'm honest. So if you could keep them all safe and healthy and warm this year, I'd even forego the chocolates. But the sock situation is really pretty dire, so consult with whomever you have to, and throw those in. Package deal. I'm sure you've heard of the concept. Sincerely, M. Rodney McKay, Ph.D. Not to be confused with others who may not deserve quite as much for Christmas as I do. Dear Santa, Christmas. Table saw, on sale at Sears. Gloves, leather. Gloves, with that cool ice scraper thing already attached. DVDs, Sarah Connor Chronicles. Mrs. Claus have any weapons training? Just, you know, in case. Of robots. Not sure the policy on asking Santa for, you know, personal items, but you're Santa, so you know what I'm thinking, right? Lube, too. Sunglasses. Flannel shirts. 3. Insulated flannel shirts. Some. I mean, I won't limit you here. Do what you think is right. Super deluxe 4-person water gun set. Not gonna lie, the kids will love it. The kids. Mm-hmm. Menards gift certificate. Nails and stuff. Screws. Heh. AAA membership on the truck. Maybe on Rodney's car, too. He'll forget to ask. Popcorn. Unpopped. Not that stuff in a can. Do they sell cases of Doritos? That'd be cool. Anything with a laser in it. Or on it. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Here's the big one. Think you could have the kids sleep in one morning? Christmas Day is probably a bust, I know, but if we could go until 7-8 some Saturday or Sunday, I'd... Well, come on, you know the guy. Broad shoulders, nice hips, real warm. I like lingering. Lingering be good. And then maybe a day where the kids climb all over him like his jungle gym, because that's always funny. Cool. Shepherd. Dear Santa, for Christmas, I'd like a football and a baseball and a hockey stick and a bigger bike and a helmet, because Dad says helmets always, always, and a computer and a Wii and a thing with the, I'm just going to act it out so you can see. Yeah, so one of them, and a sled, and a hose for my garden, and some seeds, and a trip to see Auntie Jeannie, and a cushion where you sit on it and it makes big farts. I saw one in the shop with Baffa, and he har-har-hard, so maybe two of them. And a plane, and a microscope, and some paints in all the colors, and some brushes, and some big paper for paints, and some skates, and Dad says bring me spellins. I will leave cookies. Big ones. Dad and me make them. You like sprinkles? Love and hugs and... Oh, I leave carrots for deer, and I tell Baffa not to pee outside Christmas Eve. No worries. Love, Finn McKay, Iowa, USA, the world. Dear Santa. Picture of finger paints. P.S. I concur that my father should have a large Hadron Collider in his backyard. Thank you very much. Yours sincerely, Miss Meredith Shepherd. P.P.S. My Baffa really loves motorcycles, in case that's of interest. Mary. P.P.P.S. Cushion That Farts, by Mare, age, I forget, Iowa, USA, the world. The end. How Rodney Came to Be in Iowa. Daddy? Rodney sprawled on one of the two couches that take up an awful lot of space in the living room, journal held up to his nose, mostly inattentive of Finn playing happily with Legos on the floor. John's content to do nothing much but watch them, sprawled on his own couch, his energies almost entirely devoted to the tricky task of digesting dinner and planning mischief for later that night. You from Canada, Finn observes. John watches as Rodney blinks and peers over his journal. Yes? And Baffa, Finn says, pausing for a second to jam two particularly stubborn bricks together, is from Iowa. Approximately, I suppose you could say that, yes, Rodney agrees. So how's you find a Baffa? Finn asks, looking up, wide-eyed and curious. John grins. Bought me in a catalog, he offers, drumming his fingers on his belly. Finn looks intrigued, while Rodney simply splutters with indignation. Oh, lovely, absolutely. Why not just tell him you're my pleasure bot, my Russian mail order? Finn, I did not buy your father. Okay. Finn jams more bricks together. How then? John smiles helpfully. Well, it was... Rodney pulls a face, his ears are turning pink. Completely by accident, he manages after a couple of seconds of making small, half-crazed noises. Accident? Finn asks. Like with the deers? No, well, actually, yes, there was a car involved, so vaguely like that, I suppose you could say. But, no, see, I was supposed to fly directly to Colorado, but there were storms across everywhere. I was half convinced the Russians had actually figured out how to manipulate the weather at last. It's not like Rusevik hadn't been trying for 17 years. But anyway, storms, no direct flights. I connected through Chicago, but all the crews there were grounded because they'd logged too many flight hours due to, you guessed it, weather delays. And when they offered to get me to Colorado Springs by Tuesday morning, backlogs, other passengers, whatever, I pointed out that it would be quicker for me to drive. And they took me at my word, gave me a discounted rate on a shoddy piece of American engineering when everyone knows you should only drive foreign cars if you have any self-respect or particular fondness for surviving side-impact collisions. But anyway, coupon, discount, car, drive, and I needed gas, and the gas station was absolutely not near the highway. And there was glare, sun, a Doritos packet, and, well... Then I was in the middle of nowhere and didn't notice that he was riding hard on his left side, John put in. Yes, thank you, Captain Mechanical. You can get over that any time, you know. It's not as if you didn't get something out of the experience other than shards of rubber littering your verge. My verge, John repeats, amused. Shut up, Rodney snaps. And so, yes, my tire blew, and it was Saturday evening, and the whole world abandoned me, and I was forced to drink beer and not use my cell phone, and then, well, then you's in love, Finn crows, fist pumping. Rodney squirms on the couch, forehead bright red. Well, not immediately. I mean, your Baffa was... There were jeans and oil stains and a crippling lack of immediate amenities, but, Hey, buddy, John says, catching Finn's attention. He found me because he was meant to. Okay, Finn says, and apparently more satisfied with this answer, sprawls on his stomach to make bigger, more elaborate abstract art with his bricks. John glances over at Rodney, who's staring at him open-mouthed. You'll catch flies like that, John points out. Shut up, Rodney says, looking utterly twitterpated, and hides behind his journal again. The end.